This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I love being black. I do. I'm not going to lie. I love my color. I love much of my culture. I love walking both sides of the fence, having grown up rich and poor, you know, and in the white world, so to speak, having seen it with my own eyes, being poor and my grandparents working for white folks. But I love being black. I do. We create beautiful children. We have some of the most smoking hot women on the planet. I mean, we have given to this country in ways that I mean, I'm just so proud of my people. Wow, we built this great nation. And it's funny to me that, you know, all of that to be proud of, and yet these white leftists want me to feel bad. And so they demoralize. They try to demoralize the black folks. Kevin, you were a slave. You got all these civil rights that were against you and laws that prevented you from... prevented me from what? From being the beautiful black man. Man, I have a smile on my face so big I can't even see straight. It's starting to get my vision, make my eyes little. My smile is so big. I got them high cheekbones, too. Yeah, I got them high Indian cheekbones. Part of my Native American. Yeah, man. Love being black. But I love being American more than I love being black. That's a fact. I love being American. I'm so proud to be an American. To be from this country. The things that we've done. The people that we've saved and freed. The women who have rights. The citizens who have rights. The number of deaths we have prevented. Oh, man, I'm so proud to be American. You couldn't beat it out of me. I'm so proud to be an American. Wow. You ever travel? When you go places and people, oh, you're American. And in the time of Obama, you know, you'd be a little bit embarrassed. But I'm like, yeah, I'm American. And before that, when I was during the time of Reagan and all that, when I was traveling internationally quite a bit for work, I was like, man, I was so proud to be American. Still am. The only blight in my little timeline of being proud to be an American was during the time of Obama. And I was still proud to be an American. I just wasn't proud of our stupid baby black Jesus president. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Proud to be black, overcoming my family, my grandfather is sixth grade education, my grandmother the first person in our family to graduate from high school, a woman, first one in our family to graduate from high school. My brother going on to get his PhD, finding out all the different things about my family, what we've contributed to society. I was proud and to know what that contribution was to this great country. I watched my family take people in, pick up hitchhikers, give when we didn't have, and so on. That is the American spirit at its finest. Are you kidding me? I love being American. I love being black and American, but I love being American most of all. And having said that, I kind of wish I was white right now. I do. I want to fight for white people. It's funny watching white leftists speak so badly of themselves.
We've suffered from white privilege and we've got whiteness and it's white nationalism.
See, they want to make a distinction. I don't know if you guys realize it, but white leftists want to make a distinction. Oh, they have white privilege, but they are not white nationalists. No, that is reserved for you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you white people. That's what that's all about. Mm-hmm. White nationalists. The left have gone from demoralizing blacks to the point where they believe they can demoralize white folks. They are working on your children to feel bad about who they are, about being born. Something they have no ability to impact, their birthright. So much so that Rachel Dolezal hated herself. Hated herself. Hated the white part of her. I've always felt black. No, she hasn't. No, she hasn't. She doesn't suffer from some malady to say, oh, I gotta be black. She suffers from, I know how to get over. And she did. As a black woman, Rachel Dolezal was getting over. That's what my aunt would say. She got over, nephew. Anyway, Tucker Carlson talked about white nationalism.
If you were to assemble a list, a hierarchy of concerns or problems this country faces, where would white supremacy be on the list? Right up there with Russia, probably. It's actually not a real problem in America. The combined membership of every white supremacist organization in this country, would they be able to fit inside a college football stadium? I mean, seriously. This is a country where the average person is getting poorer, where the suicide rate is spiking. White supremacy, that's the problem. This is a hoax. Just like the Russia hoax. It's a conspiracy theory used to divide the country and keep a hold on power. That's exactly what's going on.
And Tucker's right. But he's not saying anything that I haven't said. This is where I come back to, you know, being on Fox. You know, it's a hoax. Hey, there's so much more to expound upon with white supremacy. There's so many more nuances about it that Tucker needs to develop to say, let me explain why they're doing this. They've demoralized everybody else. Hey, Mexicans, you can't get in. You're separating you from the border. You've been marginalized to just about open border society. You're marginalized about immigration. Mexicans are an amazing contribution to our culture. Amazing contribution. But you know that all the left, you don't want to let your people in. They're xenophobic. You don't like Mexicans. They don't like the Latinos. They don't like the browning of America. They got nothing policy-wise to say. There's nothing they can point at that says it's bad for Mexicans. What has Donald Trump done that's bad for Mexicans? Name me one thing. I'll play a clip in a minute. MSNBC, Nicole Wallace, implied that Trump wanted to exterminate Mexicans. Wow. Because he wants to enforce border policy. This is how crazy it is. Don't buy into this, white folks. Listen to this brother, who happens to be American, happens to be black, tell you, stop letting people talk about your culture. You have nothing to do with the makeup of your DNA. Your parents decided that for you when they hooked up. But you got nothing to be ashamed of or worried about or whatever. Stick with us. Because see, the left doesn't want to give you a home, white people. They want you to feel guilty. They don't want you to have any comfort about who you are. I'm going to take a short break. I will remind you, you cannot spell Democrat without rat. Keep that in mind during the break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats keep tipping their woeful poker hand. One spots their tails like a pimple on their foreheads. And the fact is, you don't even need to see their cards to see that they are holding nothing of value. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Merely telling you the facts. You can listen, not listen. It doesn't matter to me. These are my well-thought-out opinions from political insiding, or insiders, you know, a little bit of knowledge I have on the inside, however you want to interpret that. And also from my worldly knowledge of how things work, being very observant. And by the way, you have much of the same power. You may not have quite as many political insiders as I have, and that's fine. I don't have the most. But I'll tell you this, I'm right more times than I'm wrong, and I know for a fact that the Democrats are reeling. Meaningless bluffs are all that they have in their hand. They got cards, they're looking at you like, yeah, right, and you're going, come on, please. In case you've missed it, folks, Democrats are making a subtle shift in the strategy of criticizing President Trump. It's subtle, but it's got all the subtlety, in my opinion, of an 18-wheeler horn. Bom, bom. Democrats are actually shifting from racism of Donald Trump to Donald Trump's economy. I want you to think about that for just a second. You're hearing there's a potential for a recession. They've moved from racism. It was a revamp of Charlottesville. We'll get to some of these. You know, then it was Tlaib and the squad and Omar and all of them. And suddenly we're talking about the economy. The stock market dropped 800 points. Oh, my gosh. Then it creeped back up. It dropped again. You want to know what the stock market is? The stock market is higher than it's ever been under any other president. If we stop the stock market right now, it is massively higher than that of Barack Obama's. Democrats hope, though, for the demise of the economy, so they cheer when the stock market takes a hit. And I don't blame them. I did the same thing when Barack Obama was president. But I didn't cheer against America. I cheered against the policies that I knew would drive the economy into a place that we didn't want to go. I knew his policies would fail. And I didn't like that the stock market was being propped up by the printing of money that almost doubled the national debt. That's what I didn't like. But Democrats are cheering against probably the most amazing leader we've had as president in modern history. Donald Trump didn't need any quantitative easing in order to get the economy where it is. He didn't have to print $9 trillion or what would have been roughly $3 trillion by now. In fact, the Fed penalizes Trump's economy with quantitative tightening. And yet, Trump still outperforms their wildest expectations. Recall when Trump was elected, folks. Democrats predicted the economy would tank. They predicted Armageddon. They said the stock market would go down and all. And everything that they predicted, the opposite happened. Quite the contrary. So the Democrats continued their attempted coup, claiming Russian collusion and obstruction. But sadly for the Democrats, the hypocrites, their great white hope, Robert Mueller, failed to connect those non-existent dots. But it's actually far worse than that, because Mueller did more than that. He embarrassed the Democrats. He put them on what we call in the vernacular Front Street. And now he's exposed them for what they are. And let me tell you this. The anvil is going to fall on the party of butts. You know, the party of donkeys. You get what I'm saying? So now, where's Mueller? He's in exile, probably hanging out with Ruth Gator Ginsburg, or Gator, what's her name? And so Democrats have reverted back to calls of Trump racism, retreads of Charlottesville, followed by the feigned outrage over Trump's criticism of the squad, and then his attack on Baltimore, calling it a rat-infested city. All of this reconstituted the cause of racism by these hapless Democrats. And for all their whining, they failed to make the racism stick again as Donald Trump continues rising in the polls. So now we've got a shift. I want you guys to understand, this is a legitimate, well-thought-out, they got to jump off racism. It isn't working. So they say, the economy is falling, Chicken Little. The economy! How could you possibly be talking about a recession in America when you have the most people working in history? If the Democrats want this strategy to be believed, they have to figure out how to sell this crazy, wacky concept to millions of people who are now cashing fatter paychecks and watching their 401ks look like cherubs, just ballooning in front of them. They look like sumo wrestlers. How's your 401k look? And just how long do Democrats expect to sell the idea of losing a trade war when we have an $800 billion trade deficit? What exactly do they think China and almost every country running trade surpluses against America are going to do against Donald Trump? Let me just explain it this way. Only a moron would believe we're headed for a recession. And frankly, though I know Democrats are morons, they even know we're not headed for a recession. But that's what they still claim. You want to know who America's biggest client is?
America. We beautiful Americans, we buy in abundance like no other nation, and that's why 330 million people constitute over 25% of the world economy. Think about that. America's economy is larger than that of a country with 1.5 billion people. You do the math. Now, want to know who the largest client is to almost every other country in the world outside of themselves? Not a trick question, folks. It's America. If a country isn't doing business with America, they're in trouble. And the president understands the clout of the American economy, which is why he demands this mistreatment stop. And unbelievably, he has detractors. People that have watched us fail in negotiating trade deals and in foreign policy. And, Donald Trump. Here's what Juan Williams said. It's not just the Democrats who say, hey, this guy is inartful. The Wall Street Journal has said that. He's been attacked by the Wall Street Journal at a rally this week. You know, he then attacked the Wall Street Journal. But I think that what you see here is Trump's unpredictability, Dana. Then risk global recession. And you can do that. I mean, clearly, unpredictability is something that really scares Wall Street because it depresses the likelihood of capital investment, which is necessary for stock growth. Let me tell you, for Juan Williams to say that shows his abject ignorance, because there's no time in America that we haven't been investing more. Trump inartful because the Wall Street Journal said it? In the wake of a bad week of the stock market, it is better than Barack Obama's, and Williams provides his expertise in economics. Trump's dealing with China has been masterful. He suspended around the tariffs. You want to know why? Negotiation tactic. It's unbelievable that this man is a commentator and that these people are trying this new tactic. Don't fall for it, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Special Envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, is one of the first Trump administration officials testifying as part of the House impeachment inquiry. Volker is testifying before three House panels behind closed doors. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio with an update.
Nothing he has said supports the narrative you've been hearing from Mr. Schiff and the Democrats. Nothing.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy added his name to a resolution on Wednesday that would censure House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff for reading a parody version of President Trump's phone call with the Ukrainian president during a hearing last week.
He should be removed from the chairmanship of the Intel Committee. And one person makes that decision, the Speaker of the House.
McCarthy, speaking there on Fox News, the California Republican, also is calling on Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to suspend the impeachment inquiry. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In case you weren't aware, we live in a time where hating America is popular. That is a sentiment that will get people to pay attention to you, to go, oh, you go, girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I just played a clip on this broadcast earlier of Michael Eric Dyson comparing the flag to Nazism and to KKK burning of crosses on black people's lawns. Things that, quite frankly, represent the very Democrats that he supports. Nazis, socialists, people that believe government should be in charge, and I could go on. And as far as the Klan is concerned, an intimidation arm. Antifa. Black Lives Matter. Everything that we are talking about that they want to push off to us are the very things that these leftists do. 844-551-8255 is how you can reach us. Oh my gosh. Swastikas. He asks, why don't we wear swastikas on the 4th of July? He asks, why don't we have the cross burnings as a symbol on the 4th of July? We live in a time where hating America is popular. This week, last week I should say, the Bessie Ross shoe for Nike is boycotted because it's got our flag on it. Ask the average student, the average millennial Gen Zer, what they feel about America, and they will tell you they don't like it. They don't like this country. We aren't the best country in the world. I can't imagine anywhere in the world where they go, hey, look, you're not the best country. Even in Cuba, Cubans are taught they're the best country in the world. They don't know any better. So that's what they're taught. We know we're the best country in the world, and you know what? We can't even teach it to our kids. We have Marxist professors like Michael Eric Dyson comparing this country to the scourge of Germany, to the scourge of the worst parts of Russia and the worst parts of China, etc., and even to the worst parts of what they represent. And we do nothing. Why do you think I started SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, an organization that is dedicated to getting rid of professors like Dyson and to righting the wrongs in these colleges and universities full of communists? Unbelievable. Let me play this clip. Cabot, I forget his last name, but he's with the Leadership Institute, and he asked students what they thought about America.
Are you proud to be an American this year?
No. There are
are so many issues right now that I just, like, can't say yes. Not as proud as I've been in the past, but I feel lucky.
I've been prouder. What would you say are the reasons you're feeling that way?
Definitely our current president. I can't be proud of a country that, like, elected Trump. I think it's awful if someone says they aren't proud of being American, regardless of who's in our office. So, of course, I'm more proud than honestly ever.
I think one of the most patriotic things a person can do is realize that there's a lot of problems in the country, be willing to help solve those problems, and still love their country at the end of the day.
Oh, man. Joining us now is media director of campusreform.org, Cabot Phillips. Cabot, welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So, Cabot, I think this is part of the new trend where it's cool to diss America, especially on college campuses. That's the new cool, isn't it?
That's absolutely what it is. I've been on over 100 campuses with Leadership Institute's Campus Reform, and I've seen how it really is highbrow. You almost gain credibility when you talk down on America. And for people cringing, asking, how have we gotten to this point? Young people in that poll were the least likely to say they were proud to be American. And I think it's because we've removed American exceptionalism from our college classes, from high school classes as well. And when people think we're nothing special, of course they're going to think we're not worth defending or that there are plenty of other places like this around the world.
The key phrase that Cabot Phillips said, welcome back everybody, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, but the key phrase is he says that it's easy to talk down a country when you don't have any good feelings about it. That's what colleges and universities have taught. When I tell you they teach hate, I don't mean they just teach hate against you and me. They teach it at the broadest level. Hate America. And that encompasses everything that we stand for, because you know why? We love this country. So if they hate it and you love it, automatically they get to hate you. And they have a rational reason in their minds as to why they should be able to hate you. You love this country? Are you aware of all the bad things this country has done? That's just, it cracks me up when I think about this. Let me tell you the bad things we've done. We've created an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a bartender who's become a representative. We've created Muslim infiltrators in the way of Tlaib and Omar into our government, women who couldn't even drive in their own countries. We've created multi-millionaire, whiny NFL kneelers who would be cooks and shoeshine boys around the world, if that. That's what we've created. The greatest country in the world. We created a black president who couldn't even become, this guy in his own country of Kenya couldn't even become a legislator, but he runs our government. That's what we've created. More millionaire, multi-millionaire doctors, lawyers, scientists of all colors and creations. I mean, name it, we've got it. More women doing the best things in the world. Name me where women can do better. Maybe outside of Israel. I don't know of a country that could do. You can't do any better. And Israel is fortunate that Big Brother is taking care of her. So, show me where you want to live. Cabot continues because he says, all these kids. By the way, these kids have talking points. Who do you? I don't like being American. Why? Because we elected Trump. I mean, that's a talking point. That's not a reason to hate this country. I didn't like that Obama was elected president, but I still loved America. Anyway, he goes on to say, well, where do you think it's better?
Watch what happened when I asked people, looking around the world, is America the best? Do you think we're the greatest country in the world?
I don't. No. It's not the greatest country in the world.
What would you say is?
If I had to say, I would probably say Sweden. Canada's doing it kind of well now, so like, what are we the greatest in? Like,
personal freedom.
Are we, though? Maybe personal freedom for you.
Oh, boy. Kevin, these seem like nice kids, right? But they probably never encountered the best arguments for why America is great. I mean, they just don't know. Yeah, and so many of these students, when I asked them what's the best, they brought up the Nordic states. I think a lot of that has to do with the rise in socialism. Bernie Sanders saying we need to be more like Sweden and more like Norway. These students didn't know anything about the countries they were saying were the greatest. They just wanted to say America wasn't. And a lot of them, when I asked for the reason why, said the border crisis, the fact that so many people are trying to get here and can't get in, the fact that so many people are risking their lives to come to America for a better life is an example of how great we are. They don't do that in Norway and Sweden and Canada. They come to America because they know we have freedom and opportunity unlike anywhere else. I wish these students knew that people risk their lives to enjoy the freedoms that they do every day and appear to sometimes take for granted.
They don't just appear to take it for granted. They do take it for granted. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Freedom. And I talk about this often because it's such a big deal. And I know that this is what makes us different than any other country. Is when you wake up in the morning and you feel limitless, that's a feeling that's nowhere else in the world. You feel limitless. You feel powerful. You feel like your government can protect you. You feel, I can't explain to you how free my mind feels, and I know you feel this, that there is nothing this country can't accomplish. You may not do it, but there's somebody willing to do it, somebody who can do it. The reason why we have the best minds in America isn't because there's a gene in America that makes us smarter than anybody. It isn't that. I've come to the conclusion that genius is equally distributed, and it gets cultivated over the years based on where you are. In other words, you're not going to find the greatest mathematician roaming the Serengeti, you know, in the Maasai tribe or whatever, but you may find somebody that understands nature better than anybody in that tribe. So genius is equally distributed. And by the way, there are some good mathematicians that you'll never hear about because they never get put into that position. It's like the Indian mathematician who ended up going to work at somewhere in Britain. But it's a rare thing to find him because nobody, you know, really, he or she doesn't get to exercise that genetic quality. But they'll put that genius somewhere else. But these kids have, going back to these kids, talking points. Sweden, Canada, personal freedom. Well, do we really have yeah, you do. You do have personal freedom. I want to talk more about the border crisis and how that relates to this and the talking points and the brainwashing that occurs. Because that's what's happening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
The people who made this video, and it's better to see it as a video, but you'll get a feeling for it in the audio. But the people who made it called it Biden's melting brain. And when I listened, you know, I watched it, I thought to myself, you're watching a guy in a meltdown. It's sad, actually, but it is what it is. We get older, our abilities you know, the elasticity, they call it, in your brain is less. It's like your muscles. Your elasticity is less. Your strength is less. It is a process of aging. Yeah, you gain some maturity. You get slower, but you get more deliberate. I mean, I could go on. I can think about it in terms of martial arts. I'm not as fast as I was when I was younger, but I'm a much more deliberate and smarter fighter than I was. I could beat the younger me, but there will come a time when I cannot beat the younger me, no matter what. No matter what my brain says, my body won't allow it. You get what I'm saying? And Biden, I mean, the younger him, he was even stupider. But I mean, it's tough to be stupid your whole life, because then I can't make the comparisons. And that's what Biden is. He's stupid his whole life. But anyway, this meltdown audio, you'll hear Biden. It's not just him mispronouncing words. It's a lot of slur words. And he speaks quick. You can tell his mind, he's losing it. And it's got, this thing is titled Biden's Meltdown. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Here you go.
I'm looking forward to this, man. You walk behind me in a debate. Come here, man. Rich Fitzgerald, the county executive of Allegheny County Executive, being here, and we know he's the muffin. That's who we are. Go to Joe 30330 and help me in this fight. We can speak out and be more straightforward. Senator John, I mean, it's not about, I know you're supporting by saying booing, but look, here's the deal. Union workers, the UAW took incredible cuts in their future. You don't have here in Miami, in Florida. You don't have over here. That is, if you keep an audience, all these breakthroughs we have with the whole, you know, help people who have or in fact are likely to get Alzheimer's by Wall Street bankers, CEOs, and hedge fund managers. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Right. I found that, the secretary, we sat together in many meetings. My wife is a full-time teacher, taught all during being, when we were vice president. But President Trump and the demagogues around the world. How can a person, dignity be maintained?
And she never yields. She does not break. She stands up.
The bills that the future president the senator is talking about. We choose truth over facts. I keep my recommendation in private. Unlike you, I expect you would go ahead and say whatever was said privately with him. That's why I'll end the gag rule, the global gag rule that prevents money from getting in NGOs. $100 billion worth of loopholes in the law.
Why they do that?
That's what I think my plan. I know what my plan does. By strengthening. To conquer devastating diseases like cancer and addiction and Alzheimer's. In terms of the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacy, the way we've always.
I'm telling you, I watched the video of that. Welcome back, everybody, Kevin Jackson, and it's bad. I hear that again, and I'm going, wow, this dude. I mean, he's like, what is this? This dude has got issues. Look, Democrats, you don't have a candidate that can beat Trump. You don't have a candidate that can beat Trump. I'm being real. I'm being real with these lunatics. You don't have a candidate that can beat Trump. Understand that. Joe Biden is the least likely to do it. Now, if you want to overlook this stuff while the spotlight is spread out over 20-something candidates, and by the way, others are leaving. They're starting to defect. Swalwell left and is talking much smack against Donald Trump the other day. Oh, Donald Trump, yeah. And everybody's sweeting back. Yeah, said the guy who dropped out of the race, right? Hickenlooper's dropping out. He wants to make a Senate run. No, Hickenlooper, you don't want to make a Senate run. You can't win the presidency. I mean, let's just say what it is. I'm going to drop out. I think I'd rather run for Senate. No, you're dropping out because you can't win the presidency. I get that there's stage one and stage two, but let's identify stage one. To thyself be true. Anyway, Democrats got nobody. They're going to be dropping like flies because they are flies. It's going to come down to the four people I mentioned earlier, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Kamala Harris, who, by the way, she's going to end up in the wasteland. So it'll be three old white people That's what it's going to be. Three rich old white people, people who got rich, milking the system and bilking the system. Bernie Sanders is a newly minted millionaire. Elizabeth Warren, look at her past, how she made her millions. And Joe Biden is getting millions by proxy through his son. This is where we are. Anyway, but I'm reading this article talking about Biden v. Trump sort of thing. And anyway, they say this. A 2019 CBS YouGov poll showed that President Obama is still adored. I talked about this earlier. With an ironclad 91% approval rating. Yet, counterintuitively, many 2020 Democratic candidates seem keen on branding the former community organizer as some sort of right-winger. This is where I keep coming back to. How are you going to rationalize 91% of the people love Obama when all the Democrats are arguing against Obamacare now? They're now talking about Obama's border policy, saying it was wrong. Soon they're going to look at his immigration policy as it related to Muslims and find out it was very similar. It was worse, in fact, than Donald Trump's. And I could go on. They're starting to look at the economy and everything that he was doing, and they're moving him, quote, to the right. If you think that's only 9% of the population of Democrats, you're wrong. There was hardly a person on there who didn't go after Biden and by proxy go after Obama, particularly on Obamacare and immigration. But they want you to believe 91% of the people still care about him as they've criticized his deportation record, Obamacare, Middle Eastern drone policy. This guy goes on to write, fringe candidates like Bill de Blasio and even Julian Castro chastised Biden during the last debate over this. And the former president's one-time Obama cabinet colleague said that Biden failed to, quote, learn the lessons of the past on immigration. He writes, evidently, these desperate, trigger-happy radicals have failed to learn a lesson. Biden may stumble regularly, prompting questions about his age and alertness. Nonetheless, his left, but not too far left, status, his experience, his Washington clout, death grip on Obama's sturdy coattails lend him an air of electability that might be enough to clinch the Democrats' nomination. Okay, so let's say he does it. You think those people are going away? You think that the 91%, if you believe that, of people that are clinging to Obama are going to say, ooh, we love Biden. I love that they've got this iconic figure, baby black Jesus is what I call him, and they believe it's going to translate to somebody else. I hate to break it to the Democrats this way. Baby black Jesus ain't even baby black Jesus. Okay, you get it? That's why it's sarcastic. That's why I say it. He's not even that. He can't carry the ticket. I would love for Barack Obama to be able to run right now so we could watch Donald Trump whoop his bony black behind. That's what I would love to see. It's unfortunate it won't happen. So these guys are between a rock and a hard place. They've got nothing. He writes, although the outcome doesn't necessarily top President Trump's wish list, he appears confident and seems to savor the potential face-off with old Joe. While they are fellow septuagenarians, Trump is far quicker on his feet, ready for, if not craving, confrontation come 2020. Make no mistake, POTUS rarely wows with his eloquence. Rather, it is Trump's unpredictable, straight-to-the-jugular style that should worry Biden and his backers. The president and his campaign will have to do their homework on Joe's lengthy and flawed career. This will make it easier to exploit his weaknesses. If Trump is smart, he'll keep a mental catalog of every time Biden veers to the left, a timely example being his recent health care for illegals promise. Furthermore, he should tout his bipartisan First Step Act, contrasting his prison reform efforts with the notorious Violent Crime and Control Law Enforcement Act of 1994, legislation that catalyzed mass incarceration, which Biden proudly authored. Trust me, people, if you think Donald Trump, first of all, don't even question if the man is smart enough and quick enough. He knows this stuff and he'll know it cold. And he is going to bring it up. And Joe Biden isn't going to talk his way around it and be Mr. Smooth, moderate, or whatever, because Trump is going to destroy him. I'm not saying this is like trying to, you know, come on, Donald, you can do it, man. You know, I'm not trying to gin us all up. I'm just telling the people the way it is. I'm giving you facts. This is, pretend I'm just an announcer doing the play-by-play of the bout that's coming up. Democrats don't have to listen to me. Do what they want to do.
is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.